Who may dwell with the Lord? Have you ever asked yourself this question? It's a good question to ask, and we can find the answer in Psalm 15, 1 and 2, where the psalmist writes, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. The psalmist here uses the locations tabernacle and holy hill to describe the location, but it's not literal. Here the psalmist is referring to a spiritual dwelling. And under the New Testament, under Christ, within the church, we are spiritual in nature and not physical. As the old laws, the psalmist wrote, they were to abide by the Mosaic law, and today we abide under the law of Christ. And the characteristics in verse 2 are the characteristics of the individual who make up that spiritual dwelling place. The man who walks upright is one who conducts himself in a proper way according to the Scripture, according to the New Testament pattern. If you lived under the New Covenant and under the Old Covenant, you had to abide by the laws written and given to Moses and handed them down to the men of Israel. Also, the second is the works of righteousness, and this is how you deal with other Christians and other people with honesty and justly and fairness, and to speak in truth. Those who, under the New Testament, preach the gospel are to preach from the heart. So when you speak with truth from in the heart, it's not just merely from the heart, but you really believe it and you speak from that what is in your heart. An example that can be given would be David. In Acts 13, verse 22, we find out that David was a man after God's own heart. And because he was after God's own heart, he exalted him to be king. But would God have chosen him if he was not upright, if he was not righteous, if he was not speaking truth? Of course not. And Paul, in the New Testament, before he was converted to be a Christian, he was a Jew, and he stood for the truth, thinking that he was in the right. So in his sense, he was trying to be upright and righteous and speak the truth. And then he was revealed the truth through a revelation and became a Christian. And then after that, he began to preach the gospel and to convert others as well and to help them understand that what he had learned and come to know is the truth. The righteousness, and the speech that we use, it's kind of like a triangle, in that when we use one, we have the others that are involved with that. So as in Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So not only are we to study the Scriptures daily as the Bereans, like in Acts 17:11, but we are to also speak the truth and also practice it by walking in the light.